To make sure millions of people are getting paid on time and in compliance, ADP is staying on top of each new piece of legislation. So when it comes down to it, ADP isn't just a payroll and HR company. We're the company that helps you navigate complexity. Learn more at ADP.com.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, November 16th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. President-elect Joe Biden's proposal to raise taxes on those making more than $400,000 in annual income has gotten a lot of attention, but there are still questions about whether that or any of his other proposals will come to pass.
There might be no changes at all. If Congress is very divided, you know, they may turn their attention to other things, and so we just don't know. But particularly, I would say, if you're vulnerable on some large point, you might want to act before year end.
We'll talk with our tax reporter Laura Saunders about what points to address in your personal finances before January, even if you're below the 400K mark. That's after the break.
Hydrogen really is an extraordinary element. It is the most abundant element in the universe. Every bit of hydrogen on Earth is still the stuff that was made in the Big Bang that was formed at the origin of the universe.
Hear more at partnerswsj.com/poweringthefuture.
President-elect Joe Biden's tax plan calls for hikes that would increase federal taxes by more than $2 trillion over a decade. Corporations and the wealthy would pay the brunt of that. But tax reporter Laura Saunders has gone through the Biden plan, and she found proposals that would affect the middle class, too. And she's here to discuss. Laura, thanks for taking the time.
Well, thank you for having me.
So Joe Biden ran on tax increases for the rich, namely those making more than $400,000 a year. But how would his plan, you know, affect the rest of us?
Well, it's an important dividing line. You know, it's higher than the Obama administration's dividing line of $250,000. And when you look at gift and estate taxes, we do have some details on the proposals. Now, that's only a starting point, but the current estate tax exemption is $11.58 million per person, which covers the vast majority of American people. They mostly don't have more than, you know, $11 million of assets to leave, and that's per person. The proposal would pull it back to the 2009 estate tax, which had an exemption of $3.5 million. Now, that's a 70% decrease. So it wouldn't catch a lot of people. A lot of us don't have 3.5 million people, but it would catch a whole lot more than 11.5 million.
Now, Biden also wants to make changes to capital gains taxes. How would that affect people who own stocks?
One change wouldn't affect anybody below the $400,000 line because he wants to raise capital gains taxes significantly on people making more than $1 million a year. However, there's another proposal that would be really quite radical that would tax your capital gains at death. And currently, under current law, if you die holding a stock or a piece of property or something like that, and it's appreciated a great deal, let's say you bought the stock for $10 and it's now worth $200, all of that appreciation, if you die holding the stock, is tax-free. And so the Biden administration would start to tax those gains at death. Above a certain amount. We're not sure what the certain amount of gains would be, but if they use a $400,000 boundary or dividing line, then a lot of people that have some assets that have gains, but really have typically have income less than $400,000, like maybe $125,000 or $150,000 a year, those people could wind up paying taxes that are not that they don't owe now.
So that tax would be levied at death? Who's responsible for paying that?
Well, it comes out of the person's estate, and so the executor is responsible for paying it. And there are some kinds of exemptions and things for that let you pay over time if you had businesses and stuff. All of these details are not set, but usually there's some phase-ins and things for people.
Okay, and how could Biden's plan change things like itemized deductions on our tax returns?
Well, that's an interesting one as well. The proposal would be that nobody could realize more than 28 cents on the dollar for a deduction. Now, let me explain how that works. The current tax law is symmetrical. So if you're in the 37% tax bracket, your a dollar of deductions is worth 37 cents on the dollar. But this proposal would say that even if you're in the 37% bracket and you're making over $400,000 a year, then your deductions could only save you 28 cents on the dollar. Now, I want to say that this is a pretty complex proposal, and it would also be highly opposed. Most of the things on Biden's wish list would be quite controversial.
And, you know, we don't know what the political makeup of Congress will be. That's still pending. So we don't know exactly how these policies will take effect. But there will probably be some changes, right? And so how should taxpayers get themselves ready for that?
It's very hard to make plans based on outcomes that you don't know. But maybe if somebody's vulnerable in one area or another, they may want to do something before year end. For instance, someone who has a lot of stock options, who thinks the tax rate may be going up in the future, may want to take some of those stock options, sell some of them, realize cash now before all of that happens. And of course, right now the market's up as well, so it might be a good time to do it. And should I talk to my advisor about what to do?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. What should taxpayers ask their financial planner if they have one?
Well, you know, should you do a Roth conversion this year? Should you accelerate income into this year? Should you accelerate deductions? Should you perhaps, if you're planning to make a large charitable gift, maybe it's a good idea to do it this year rather than next year, or sooner rather than later. Now, should any of these changes get made, and we don't know that they will, they might take effect on January 1, 2021, but they might also take effect on January 1, 2022, and there might be time to plan next year. There might be no changes at all. If Congress is very divided, you know, they may turn their attention to other things. And so we just don't know. But particularly, I would say, if you're vulnerable on some large point, you might want to act before year end.
All right. That's tax reporter Laura Saunders. Laura, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.